I'm at Hey, I'm at the Bays. 35B. We are up to the two dots.
Where are the two dots? In the middle of the page?
Nope. Closer to the bottom.
Omer Rava.
Gufa. Omer Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel, I think.
Omer Rav Barbar.
No, six lines in the bottom.
Okay, just a minute.
No, even longer than that. Sorry, I'm sorry. We're up to the bottom of the line. We're up to the bottom line.
The bottom line?
Yeah. Right, because we already said our story with the person who came and to my house and I offered him a drink and he said he would like a glass of olive oil. So we mentioned that even though the Gemara is saying that it's a mazik, what would be nowadays that medicine says that it's not mazik? Do we make a brach on it? It's a machlekas. So that's where we got to. We're holding the very bottom line. The Gemara is saying if a person drinks olive oil and he drinks it, if a person drinks olive oil and he drinks it with, he has to say a bayir priya eitz, questions the Gemara, but if a person drinks olive oil, it's unhealthy. It's going to hurt him. He can't make a bracha on that. Anything that's unhealthy, he can't make a bracha on. If a person's doctor says that if you have one more ounce of cholesterol, you're going to die, and he goes to the chalant, he should not make a bracha. Ella, in fact, it's a question. If you have an alcoholic who goes ahead and takes a shot when he knows it's going to kill him, is that a bracha? Ella, the kashasi, like says the Gemara, alidei anigroin. Bottom line, it's talking about where you ate it through with anigroin. In other words, as a mixture with other, like as part of a soup. A soup, the Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigroin is maya de silki, is water that is of the silka, plant, of the
beet
plant. Water of the beet plant so it's, you eat it with some sort of soup, you put olive oil in there, then it's okay. And ansigroin is maya de kuli shalki. Ansigroin is a type of vegetable, all sorts of cooked vegetables. So Im Kain, says the Gemara, if that's true, then you're having, the main thing is Im Kain having a nigroin ikur, then the anigroin, the silka, meaning the beet water, is the ikur. You're having a soup. So you put a little olive oil in there. You're not saying ha'etz. The Gemara, v'shemen tofel, and the shemen is a tfela. Shemen is secondary to it. V'tanan, we have a rule, zehaklal, this is the general rule, kol shehu. We have a Mishnah, this is the general rule, kol shehu ikur. Anytime you have a food and there is a main part of that food, v'imaitfela, and with it is the secondary part, a person has cream cheese on bread or something, or cream cheese on crackers, so then you mevarach ala ikur, make a bracha on the ikur, paiter zatfela, and you patter up the secondary object. So it's over here. Olive oil is an ingredient in the soup, but you're not going to say ha'etz because it has olive oil in it. The Gemara answers, no. Here's talking about where you put in a lot of olive oil. It's talking about where you had a throat ache. Your throat hurt, sore throat. And the only reason you're eating this is because it has the olive oil in it. In this case, the olive oil is taka the ikker. The Tanya, Chayshish Begreina, as we see, a person who has a sore throat, Lo Yir Arenu B'Shemen Tchila B'Shabbos, a person should not gargle the oil on Shabbos. Avon Loisin Shemen Harbe, you can't drink straight Shemen, Avon Loisin Shemen Harbe, L'Techanigra, but you could put in a lot of Shemen into your anigrain, Uboilea, and then you could swallow it. So all we're proving is that this is a remedy for sore throats, and now that we're telling you that you are, that now that the reason why this person is eating this soup is because he has a sore throat, therefore he wants it to go down and calm his sore throat. That's become the ikker.
Why don't we just say batzel b'roach in the soup?
No, because it's not the reason I'm drinking
most
it. Is because
people will drink it, batzel, the soup is more than the olive oil.
Yeah.
So that's batzel b'roach, so now it becomes soup. We don't consider the
no, because you always go after the reason why the person is drinking it.
Yeah, but that means two people eat the same thing.
Yeah, and they'll say a different bracha, 100%. It's like with a lot of things, peanut chews and things like that. You know, are you eating it for the nuts? You say ha'etz. If you're eating it for the chocolate, you say many things are like that. That you make a bracha depending on what you like and why you're eating it.
If you're eating it for soup, but it has major ingredients in it, you'd make a bracha for the soup or for the ingredients?
The soup. Well, depending on what you mean.
That? Let's say mushroom barley soup. So you've got a lot of barley in it.
Okay, so barley we're going to discuss. The five grains are different. This is only anything not... This is only ha'etz, hadam, and shahakal. With an automatic... if there's... We automatically assume that the mezonis is the ikker. Ubaylea is pshita. Pshita says the Gemara. So the Gemara says pshita. Well, obviously then. So of course you say ha'etz. The Gemara says ma'ar. The same makevin de l'refuah kamachavin says you're doing it to for a refuah. Lo levarach leklal. You shouldn't make a bracha on it at all because I'm not doing it to eat. If a person eats, he's only as a chayev because he's eating. Because you're only chayev to make a bracha on food. But I'm not eating it for food right now. I'm eating it to get better. Kamashmila, no. Kevin, the Isle Hanomine, since Lamaisa, you are getting Hanomine. It's very nice. You're eating. Why am I eating liver? I'm eating liver to get strong. Why am I eating that? Why am I eating bananas? Because it has vitamin this in it. Why am I? You're right. But since you're getting Hanomine from it, boy bracha. You need to make a bracha. So even though a person has other intentions besides just to fill his tummy, nevertheless, he still has to go ahead and make a bracha. Good morning, good morning. Gemara continues.
So it's telling us over here to make a bracha on the...
If a person has medicine and he likes the medicine as it goes down, he's got to make a bracha.
So on the soup that we're talking
about. So we're thinking the soup that he would say
he'd eight. He'd make an eight.
Yeah. And that's the only time. So now, that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, when apparently the doctors don't say that olive oil is bad for you, what happens if you take a cup of olive oil? Should you say how eight's on it straight or not? Or do we go with the Gemara's thing that it does, that it is a problem? Kimcha duchiti, if a person has flour made of wheat, a person eats the flour. Rabbi Huda Amar Bar Pri Hadama, it's Pri Hadama. Because it used to be Pri Hadama, it used to be this bean that come off a wheat plant. And it's just a ground up bean. It retains its Hadama. Rav Nachman Amar, it's too different from what it was, and therefore it's Shahakal Ne'er B'Davari. Amar Le Rav Le Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Le Tiflik Ale Ad Rav Yehuda. Don't argue on Rav Yehuda, who says Hadama. Why do Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel kaimik kavasei? Because both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel paskin like that. Why? Dam Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel v'chenam Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan shemen zayis mevarchin alav bayir pri ha'etz. Shemen zayis, you say bayir pri ha'etz in it. Alma, what do we see? Even though it got changed from its original growth, from its original format, alma avagav the ishtane b'milsei. Even avagav the ishtane, even though it changed from its original format, nevertheless b'milsei koi it. It retained its bracha. We're holding Lamed Vav and Aleph about 15 lines down. B'mil seikoi, ha'chanami avagav de'ishtane, so to over here, by the wheat, even though it changed, nevertheless, b'mil seikoi, it retains its bracha. The Gemara says, meat dummy, is flour comparable to olive oil? By olive oil, hasam, let's lay ilui ve'echrine. By olive oil, you're right, it changed. It changed from its original format. But nevertheless, it's got nowhere to go. This is its final product. This is its final stop. It's going to be sold as olive oil, and it's going to be consumed as olive oil. And memela, you can say that it retains its bracha. Hacha, in the case of the wheat, in the case of the flour, is albeit it changed, but nevertheless, it's got another step to go. Very few people eat flour. In fact, I don't know anybody who eats flour. And therefore, it's on its way to being bread. Therefore, hacha isla ilava yachwini. Therefore, it has another step to go. It has another shinoi to go. Bepas, to turn it into bread. V'chi isla ilava yachwini, loy mevarchin in ilava yachwini. And therefore, it's not its original format, which would have given it a birkas ha'adama. And it's not its final format, which would have given it a ha. No, its final format would have given it a hamoitzi. Therefore, we say ha a dama.
No, shahako. We say lo bavochim le bore pi adama ela shahako.
Therefore, we say shahakal. Ella shahakal. V'amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Akro Chaya v'Kimcha de Sa'iri Mevarchin Elihu shahakal ni Abedvare. On Kro Chaya, which is raw Kro, just like a gourd, so it's supposed to be eaten cooked. V'Kimcha de Sa'iri, and so Chaya is raw. V'Kimcha de Sa'iri and flour of barley, mevarchin alayhu shahakal nevedvar. You make a shahakal. My love, can we not infer from that, from this statement that he said specifically barley flour? You make a shahakal. Can we not infer that a higher quality flour, like wheat flour, you say ha'adama? because otherwise, why would he choose the lower quality flour specifically? My love, the chiti bayir pri adam. The Gemara says, look, the chiti na mishakol nivar. So then the Gemara says, v'lishmeinu v'lichiti. So then teach it in chiti. V'kol shekein desar, and certainly barley. The Gemara says, "I ashmin in dechiti. Had it taught me bar wheat flour, have amina hanimila dechiti. I would have thought specifically wheat flour like that. Aval desairi, but perhaps barley flour loy levarich alayu klal. You shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. Come ashmelon that you have to make a bracha on barley flour." The Gemara says, "Why would you think you don't have to make a bracha on barley flour? At least say shahako umi garo mi melach v'zomis. Is it any worse than melach and salt and salt water?" The Tanan, and we said, everything you have to say shahakal. If you're getting any sustenance and you're enjoying the food as it goes down, why would you think you don't have to make a bracha on it at all? And the Gemara says, it's trich, you do need it. Sometimes the person throws it into his mouth. But flour, barley flour. Since it is, it means bad for, but it means it causes stomach worms. A person should make a bracha on it at all. Again, since you have hanaz that goes down, it requires a bracha. So the only time you don't make a bracha on something that's damaging, let's say by olive oil, it must be that it's damaging right away. Alternatively, I will tell you that the stomach worms don't necessarily damage. They're a bad side effect to something that you enjoy. Just like eating a ton of cookies every day has bad side effects. But whereas the olive oil itself is damaging, otherwise I'm not sure what the difference is. Why would you say a bracha on the barley flour, but not on the olive oil? So one of those two reasons. One of them is it's either a bigger effect, a faster effect, or I'm just thinking of reasons now. I'm saying, or because this is more of a side effect. The worms come to some, but it's not necessarily, damaging in and of itself. Whereas the olive oil is in and of itself damaging. There's a lot of nafkaminas, obviously. Nowadays, do you say brachas on things that are damaging? There's very few items that you'd imagine are actually damaging. But let's say you have an alcoholic, a guy who's really, really an alcoholic. And they say, once you're an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And he's already a couple years clean. And he knows that one drink is enough to send him back into a downward spiral. So he has one drink. Do you make a bracha on that one drink? I'm not sure. Okay, and why is he has hanah as it goes down? He has more hanah than anybody else on any food for that one drink. But at the same time, it's going to cause a downward spiral in his life. All right, I would assume you do say a bracha, but I don't know. Okay, kaira. If a person eats kaira, kaira is when a date palm grows or one of these palm trees grow. So it's the first part of that tree. It's like a palm shoot. You know what I think? It's not the heart of the palm. It's the fresh, it's the fresh yearly growth of that tree. So you go over to a tree. You take its that year's growth, which is still green, and you somehow eat it, like you're a koala bear. But apparently, it was eaten back then. I don't think it's the same thing as hearts of palm. Hearts of palm are like the middle of the trees, of the palm trees, and they're grown specifically for that. This is the general, you go over to a tree, and the palm tree, and you take its newest shoots, cutting them off, not allowing them to grow next year, and you probably cook it up, you hope, and you eat it. So, Rav Yehuda, Aymer Bayer Pri Adama, it's part of the tree, you say Bayer Pri Adama, Shmuel Amar Shahakal Niyam Adama, you say Shahakal, Rav Yehuda Amar Bayer Pri Adama, because Peirihu, it's a fruit, it's a part of the tree. Since next year, if you don't cut it off, it's going to become a tree. So you're eating a tree, and therefore you should say shahakol.
But right now it's edible.
But since it's not made for, I would assume that since it's not the main part of the tree, the tree is not grown for this, because then it would just be you're chopping it down. You're taking off you're cutting off where the tree itself. Therefore, since it's not grown for this, it is not part of the main part of the tree, and memela, you say shahako. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shinina, smart one, sharp one. Kavaseich, like you, mistavra, it is more probable. Why? Because dahatsuna, you see, my reasoning is not a good reasoning. Because I'll show you other things, that if you leave them in the ground, they harden. And nevertheless, if you take them out in time, you eat them, you make a hadama. For example, that's tznoin, radishes. Soy for the hakshas, if you leave it too long in the ground, it turns hard, it turns into a hard root. And nevertheless, if you pull that out in time when it's fresh, nevertheless, you say a berbi adama. So to over here, if you get it in time, why don't you should say a berbi adama? You're right. Says the Gemara of Elohi, but it's not true. Tznoin, by radishes, not the inchi, adaiti the pulgla, the pulgla. People plant it with intent to take it out, with intent to get out this bulb on this fruit. This is why you're planting it. So this is the fruit. However, dikla, a palm branch, loinati inchi adaite dekaira. People do not plant it with intent to snip off the shoots. And since people do not plant it with this intent, you do not make a bracha on it. The Gemara says, is that true? Hadama. The Gemara says, is that true? I have a haray tzlaf, but the caper bush, dinati inchi adaita de pircha, where people plant it with intent to eat part of the flowers. Vitnan, and nevertheless, we have a Mishnah which says there's going to be like five words that mean caper bush. So far we have tzlaf. The next word is nitzpe. Vitnan, al mine nitzpe, on different types of caper bush. Al ha'olin, on the leaves, but al ha'tamaris, and on the berries, you say ber b'yadama. So tamaris is like the dates are part of it. So apparently on this caper bush, a lot of different things grow. So the leaves, if you eat the leaves, and if you eat the berry, if you eat the tamaris, the date parts of it that grow on it, the date fruit that grow, you say hadama. Al ha'yonais, and on the berries, al ha'kafrisin, kafrisin is like there's this large shell that grows around these berries. And, for example, the shells that grow around like nuts and things like that. So on the berries themselves and on the nuts, apparently they're edible, and on the shells, apparently they're edible. You say Imer Bei Priya Eitz. So we see that even though one does not plant the caper bush for these secondary tamaris that grow on it, nevertheless you say Ho Adama, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Tzlaf, not the inchi adaita the shuta. The tzlaf, the caper bush, people do plant it to eat the leaves. They do plant it to eat that. It's just not the main fruit. So therefore, here's the let's just finish it, we'll get the rules. Dikla, however, the palm branch, loy not the inchi adaita the kara, you do not plant it with intent to cut off the shoots. That's not why you plant it. If it's there, sometimes people cut it off, then you have to make a shahakal. But the Afagav the Kalsi Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda, nevertheless the Hilchos of Kavasi the Shmuel, the halacha follows Shmuel. So here's the halacha: if a person has a tree, any type of tree, if it's grown for that, you say ha'etz. If it's a fruit, but it's not the main fruit, you say hadama. And if it's totally not grown for that, you say shahakol. That's the rules of what comes out of a tree.
So it depends on the intent.
Usually we go after the intent of that neighborhood, that city, that region. But yes, it depends on the people and the intent of that region, yes. So that's why it depends. That's why I said by oranges, sometimes people say that, Chazanish says it's grown for the Jews. So then you say ha'etz on it. But it has to be that region. You can't have one guy who likes oranges. But he says in Florida, where it's called orange juice, it's made for the Jews. So then, yeah, you have to say ha'etz.
Is it in general... if it's planted for that reason, and let's say you see a wild orange tree.
Yes, then you'd have to go with what generally people do. That's what I was saying, it's not puzzle. It doesn't go after this individual, it goes after what people do. But he said that enough people go ahead and plant oranges for the orange juice. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Tzlaf, Shel Arla, B'chutz La'aretz, Tzlaf, this caper bush of Arla, you're not allowed to eat the fruit the first 3 years of its thing. B'chutz la'aretz, so it's down to minig rabbanon. Zorek es ha'evyonis, you throw out the evyonis, the berries. V'achal es ha'kafrisin, you're allowed to eat the kafrisin. Because you only have to throw out the fruit part, but the kafrisin are not the fruit part. The Gemara says, are you the kafrisin, again, we said was the shell around the fruit. The Gemara says, l'mermer de evyonis peri. Are you telling me that the evyonis are a peri, the kafrisin lav peri, and the kafrisin are not a fruit? V'raminahu. But we just had this brayso which stated not like that. Almine nitzba on the caper bush, al ha'alim on the leaves, v'al ha'tamaris and on the date parts that grow on it. Imer bray priyadama because it's secondary. It's planted for it, but it's secondary. V'al ha'avyonis and on the actual berries, v'al ha'kafrisin and on the shell that grows around the berry, like we just said. Imer bray priyah eats. You say ha'eats. So obviously it's the main fruit. So the Gemara says, "Hu da'amar k'Rabbi Akiva, he paskins like Rabbi Akiva." The Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer tzlaf misaser. Okay, you're right. I hear that brisa, but I have another brisa who says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a tzlaf misaser tamaros ve'evyonis ve'kafrisin. The tzlaf, you have to take meiser off the tamaros, the date like fruit that grow on there, the evyona is the berry like fruit that grow there, and the kafrisin, the shell that grows around the berry. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein misaser ela evyonis bilvad. Rabbi Akiva says you only have to take off the miser from the evyona, that's the only fruit. So Rabbi Akiva would not say ha'etz on the shells, on the shell, because he holds that it's not the main part of the fruit. So the Gemara says, fine, so you're paskining basically like Rabbi Akiva, right? So why don't you just say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva? The name halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, because amar halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, had he said halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, hava amina afilu ba'aretz. I would have thought that he paskins like him even in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash milan that no. Really, I don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Really, I do say ha'etz on the shells. I think that it is the fruit. But nevertheless, with regards to one halakha, and that is Arla in Chutz La'aretz, there I'm meikel with everything. I take the most lenient opinion, because it's not, it's the Darabanan, we go with the most lenient opinion. So therefore, Kamashman kol ha'meikel ba'aretz halakha kamaisa b'chutz la'aretz. Therefore, because the halakha is, whoever is a lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, you could paskin like him in Chutz La'aretz. That's what I'm paskining like. So since in Eretz Yisrael, there is one opinion who says that the shells of these berries are not the fruit, and you do not say ha'etz on it, and you do not have to take ma'aser off it, and it would not be subject to the laws of Orla, so too, I am going to paskin like him in Chutz La'aretz. But that only with regard to that. Alpha ba'aretz, I don't paskin like him. So the Gemara says, so just say, v'neimah halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'Chutz La'aretz. D'chol ha'meikel ba'aretz, halacha k'maisa b'Chutz La'aretz. So just say that. Say halacha like him because I'm paskining like him l'kula. The Gemara says, "Yomar Hachi." Had he said this, Havamina, I would have thought, "Hani mile gabe meiser ilan the be'eretz kufay medarbanan." I would have thought that it's with. If I said halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, I would have thought, "Oh, perhaps you're passing like Rabbi Akiva because with regards to meiser ilan, it's derabanan even in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe there is where you passing like Rabbi Akiva because." Meiser is specifically Meiser is limited to Meiser by trees is never Dioraisa, and Mimela, that's where you want to paskin like him Lakula. Avakape Arla the Be'eret Midioraisa, where in Eretz Yisrael it is Midioraisa. I would say Eimah B'Chutz La'aretz Nami Nigs, or perhaps in Chutz La'aretz with regards to this at least we're going to be Geizer Kamash Milan. That's why he said explicitly what he holds with regards to the halachas of Arla in Chutz La'aretz, that's the only place I paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So he was clear in what he said. Ravina Ashkechela Marba Ravashi, Ravina Sa Marba Ravashi, who was eating these caper bushes, the Kazorik Evyonis, the Ka'achal Kafris, and he was throwing out the berries and he was eating the shells. Apparently it was in the first 3 years of the growth of the fruit. Amalei, my Daitech, what are you thinking, Rabbi Akiva? You're paskin like Rabbi Akiva to Mekel? So then I have another opinion. I'll find you another, we'll call it a fringe opinion, that will tell you that you can even eat the caper bush itself, the caper berries itself. Why don't you pass it like Bei Shammai? The Mekile Tfei, he's even more lenient. The Tanan, Tzlaf, with regards to the caper bush, Bei Shammai Omrim Kalayim Bekerem. Bei Shammai holds that it is Kalayim in a Kerem. Ubeis Hill Omrim Ain Kalayim Bekerem. Beis Hill holds that there's no Kalayim in a Kerem. Then that means, do you have the Issa Duraisa of planting? You don't have the Issa of planting a tree, like an apple tree, next to a Kerem. Only a plant next to a carom, not a tree. So the question is, how do we view the caper bush? Is it a tree or is it a plant? Is it like wheat, a plant? Or is it a tree? So Beis Shammai holds that it's a plant. Therefore, you cannot plant it in conjunction with a carom. Beis Hillel ain't climb a carom. Eilu ve'eilu moedim, they both agree, shechayev ba'orla, that they're chayev in orla. So we see that the Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. Armet Slav Beishami Armim Klein Bekarim. Beishami holds that it's Klein Bekarim. Almam in Yerek. We see that it's a plant. V'hadu Tani Elav Elu Moedim Shechay B'Arla. But then you tell me that he says it's Chayv in Arla. How's that possible? Almam in Ilanu. Arla only applies by trees, not by plants. Holy Kasha. The Gemara says Beishami Sifuki Misafkalu. Beishami was Musupik. He wasn't sure. Therefore, Beishami personally went Lachumra in both places. V'avdi Hacha Lachumra V'Hacha Lachumra. But Mikol Makaim the Beishami, it's only a Suffolk Arla. Have a Suffolk Arla. According to Beishami, with regards to the halacha, at most it's going to be a Suffolk. V'tnan Suffolk Arla be'Eretz Yisrael Aser u'b'Surya Mutter. The Suffolk Arla in Eretz Yisrael it is Aser. It's regular Suffolk Diorais Lachumra. U'b'Surya right outside of Surya, but right outside of Eretz Yisrael where David Hamelech captured. But it's called a Kvish. It's not a regular halachas of chutzla of Eretz Yisrael. It's sort of quasi chutzla Eretz Yisrael. We give it many stringencies of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not full Eretz Yisrael. It's mutter. If it's a suffix, you go to the store, you're not sure. A regular suffix, you can go lakula. If you're not sure if this is part of that, you walk in the store, you buy tzlaf berries. You don't have to go ahead and buy. You don't have to go ahead and get a hechsher that it's not from the first 3 years. You can buy any tzlaf berries you want in Surya. But in Chutz La'aretz, you can even tell the guy to, can I buy some tzlaf berries? And you could watch him go to the backyard and come back a minute later with some tzlaf berries. Even though you know that he just planted that tzlaf berry orchard. As long as you don't see him actually take it off the tree, even though you may know that he took it off the tree, but as long as you don't see it, then it's okay. See, in Surya, you can't do this. If you can have, if you can assume that he did it, then it's going to be usher. But you don't have to check. You can go into a store and buy tzlaf berries from. You can go into Jewel to get tzlaf berries without checking where it comes from.
Is that because it's a tree or because it's a bush?
No,
it's immaterial.
No, I mean Beishamai holds that we're talking about Suffolk Arla. This is only Beishamai's opinion. It's because Beishamai is not sure because if it's a tree or it's a bush. If it was a bush, it would not have the problem of Arla. If it's a tree, then it does have Arla. Since we don't know, in Chutz La'aretz we're Mekel, and in Surya, that's what Beishamai holds. Beis Hillel holds that it's a tree, so you don't have this kula. But this is very nogeya for us in Chutz La'aretz that we don't have to go ahead and check and see. I don't think the kashrus organizations gives a hesher to fruit and says, okay, this is kosher raspberries, this is kosher apples, it's not orla. Because
you go bust a go.
Well, you would have to, I'm saying, I don't think that's the reason. Now, when it's in the store.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Okay, so back to the esrog tree. So if I have an esrog tree, I can sell the esrogim at any point. According to this Gemara, it's
you can. You can.
In America. I don't have to be concerned about.
No, you can't. But you don't have to be. The buyer doesn't have to worry, but you still can't do it. So in other words, the goy can sell it.
Ah, okay. So if it's a goy that owns it,
right, and he's not caring about it, so
then I can buy it and not.
You can buy it and not worry that maybe it's for the first 3 years, right?
Gotcha.
Rashi says, "Alakech menechasher al orla v'yadeu sheyesh bepardes zakenes unetiyos," and you know that he has zakenes unetiyos. I wonder if you only know that he has unetiyos, what would be? I'm not sure. If you know for sure, but you just don't see it, do we also say that? No, I didn't see it. I'm not sure. Ubavachlo, you're enu like it. As long as you don't see him do it. And again, this is a suffix. Yeah, so no, that's why. It's specifically because it's a suffix. So the reason why nowadays it's mutter is because it's a suffix. That's why. And it's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to go into Jewel, and you're even allowed to go to a farm. Let's say a lot of times you go, we do this. Oh, I wonder, it's a good shayla how we do this.
Blueberry bush.
No, let's say people go apple picking. Yeah. People go apple picking and things like that. How do you go apple picking? The answer is because it's a suffix.
How much of a suffix? Ask the people right there.
Yeah, so you
are. I can say, what are
these? Yeah, I don't know if they have a mark. I guess.
Do you ask a question you don't want an answer?
Exactly.
No, so over here, you don't have to ask. In other words, if you go to the store, you say, I'd like to buy 5 apples. The guy goes into his back orchard. You know that it's 50-50. You could still be sorry, Mechlet, even if it's 50-50. It's not because of rice. Even if it's 50-50. And even if it's 90-10. I don't know if it's 100-0, what would be the din. But so long as you have a way out, then it's not a problem. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers the reason why why he threw out the berries was because Rabbi Akiva b'makom and he relied on Rabbi Akiva is because Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Lazar of Dinan Kavase. Rabbi Akiva who's arguing against Rabbi Lazar, both of those have a voice. They have an opinion. It's a machloikas. Sometimes they're passing Rabbi Akiva, sometimes Rabbi Lazar. But I can pass like Rabbi Akiva l'kula. However, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai arguing against Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Is not a Mishnah. Meaning we don't pass like him. And Memela, I can't use his opinion, Lakula. That's why I'm throwing out the Evyarnes. The Gemara says, V'tepak lei, denas a shemer lepri. So then how are you allowed to... Okay, so you want to say that it's not the main part of the fruit. But at least let it be a shemer for the fruit. And V'rachmana amar v'arlartem arlasay espiryay. It says the word S in the pasuk that discusses Arla. And we say S is hatafa leperia, includes anything that is secondary to the fruit, but secondary to this fruit, meaning that that the peels of an apple and the peels of an orange and the peels of a fruit is included in the Isur of Arla. Umayni, what is that? The shomer lepri. It is the thing that guards the pri. So these shells that exist on the caper bush should be subject to the rules of Arla. Amar Rava, hey, Amrina, the Nasa Shemer Lepri. When do we say that the halachas that it becomes a Shemer for the Pri? Hey, the Isay Bein Betolus Bein Mechuber. That's where it exists on the fruit, whether it is attached or detached from the tree. Haga over here, apparently these kafrisin, they come off as soon as you take the fruit off the tree. Haga b'mechuber isay, when it's attached to the tree, you have these shells. B'tolosh, let's say, when it is detached from the tree, you detach the berry and from the tree and detaching it from its shell also. I'd love to see these things, but just to understand the Gemara better. But the Gemara says that you pull out the berry from the shell. And Mimela, it's not like an orange where you pull the whole fruit, including its shell, off of it. Including the shell off of the tree. Here, apparently, you pull the berry out of the shell. So therefore, it's not subject to the laws of Arla. It's not that tuffel to the pri. It's not that secondary to the pri. It's its own thing. Says the Gemara, Eitz V'Abaya, Pitma shall remain, the pitma of the remain. This is the flower that grows on top of the remain. Okay. Mitztarefes can join up to the small to the shear of the minimum size of the fruit in order to get it to contract tuma. Vahaneitz shalai, the neitz is apparently some sort of shell that grows around the pomegranate. Also, apparently it stays on the tree. Ein mitztaref does not join up towards the minimal size of the pomegranate in order to have a contract tuma. Because there's a minimum size that a food has to be in order to contract and convey tuma, and that is the size of an egg. So the pitma, which is the flower that grows on top, does join towards it, but the nates, this nates, which is the same thing as the kafrisin, does not. So now, from the fact that it says that this shomer, whatever it is, that grows around a pomegranate. We have any agricultural enthusiasts here who know what I'm talking about? I don't know any of these things I'm saying. So from the fact that the nates, which somehow grows around the pomegranate, is not mitztaref, Alma, we can prove the lav oichalu, it is not a food. And nevertheless, v'tanan, and it says gabe arla, klipe rimain, v'hanet shaloi, the shell of the rimain, in other words, the peel, v'hanet shaloi, and its nates, its thing that grows even around that peel, klipe egoizim, the shell of nuts, v'hagarinin, and the pits. All these things are chayoven ba'arla, are subject to the laws of arla. So we see that even that it's similar. It's the nates by the rimain, by the pomegranate, is similar to the Kafrisin by the caperbush berry, and nevertheless, by it states explicitly by the rimain that the nates, even though it's not a food, is nevertheless subject to the laws of Arla. So, and apparently, it doesn't come off the tree either. So that rule cannot be. When does it become a shemer lepri? Hecha the isa b'shas gemar pri. That's if it exists until the end of the full of the full until the full the fruit is fully finished. High kafras, but in the case of the caper bush, leisa b'shas gemar pri. Fairy, it is not there at the end of the. Apparently, it doesn't survive to the end of the growth of the fruit. The Gemara says, really? Eini v'hamar of Nachman of Rabbi Baravua, hani mitchali de'arla. These mitchali, this is another fruit. This is the shell that grows around the dates. De'arla asiri. Ho'il v'nasa shem l'pri. And apparently by dates, they also have this shell that grows around it. And it is subject to the laws of Arla. And this is by dates. So v'shomer l'peri emes havi b'kufra. When is it a shomer l'pri? When it's in the kufra stage, when it is a very small date, even prior to it being finished. So we see that in a corresponding to the shell that grows around the caper bush, there is a shell that grows around the date. And both of them fall off before the peri is finished. And nevertheless, by date, we say that it's subject to the laws of Arla. Because Karle Shemer LePeri. So the Gemara says, no contest from there. Because not everybody agrees that this shell that grows around the date is subject to the laws of Arla. That statement of Rav Nachman, who said in the name of Rabbi Ravua, holds that the date is completed at that small stage. So therefore, the rule book is true. If it has this growth around it, it's only subject to the laws of Arla if it retains there, if it stays there until it's finished its growth. Ah, you're asking me from dates where it falls off before it finishes its growth? And nevertheless, we're saying that it's subject to the laws of Arla? That's only because the person who said that was Rav Nachman, and he holds when it's a baby, it's considered finished. So it is subject to the same rules. It's considered finished, according to that Madamar. But over here, the berries, it's not considered finished. So the Gemara says, he holds like Rav Nachman, some of the Rabbi Yossi, the Tanan Rabbi Yossi, Amar Smadar, which is the baby grapes, Osir, are prohibited, Mepnesha, who pay, because already at that stage, it is considered a full-fledged fruit. So he holds like that. And Upligi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argue on him, and we hold like the Rabbanan. So therefore, anything that falls off before the final stage is not subject to the laws of Arla. Ah, you bring me a brisa that says that it is? That's a different opinion. Because they hold, not they disagree with the rule book. Everybody agrees to the rule book that if it stays on until the final stage, it's usher. They just hold that a baby grape is the final stage. It's just going to grow a bit bigger, a bit bigger, a bit bigger. A baby date is the final stage. It's just going to grow bigger. So that's the machlekes. The machlekes boils down to a baby grape. Is it considered a final grape or not? Is it the final product or not? And based on that, we'll say, well, the shell lasted until the final product. But we ran into trouble because the Gemara says, so now you're telling me that really we have a machlekes. The machlekes has nothing to do with anything we talked about tonight. The machlekes is a baby grape, is that considered a fully finished product or not? And a baby date, is that considered a fully finished product or not? And a baby caper bush berry, is that considered a fully finished product or not when it's a baby, when it's in this tiny little stage? Because what happens is, everybody agrees to the rule book, if there's a shell that grows around it and falls off, if it falls off before the final stage, then it's not subject to Arla. If it falls off after the final, by the final stage, then it is subject to Arla. Our things over here fall off when it's a baby grape. So is it that the final stage? According to those who hold it is the final stage, then yes, it is subject to Arla. According to those who hold it's not. But says the Gemara, but the Rabbanan only argue by certain fruits, like by the grape, They don't argue by berries. They agree that by a berry, it is its final stage when it's that small. So now we're stuck again. Then the caper bush berry shell should be subject to Arla. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Umishar ilani, but with other fruits, me pliki to the rabbanan, me pliki rabbanan allow to the rabbanan argue v'hatanan. Me emas I in kaitesen esa ilanis b'shvias. When are you not allowed to cut fruit, cut the trees during shvias? Because you're only allowed to eat the fruit, you can't ruin them. Beishame emem kol ha'ilanis, all trees misha yaitziu, as soon as they start producing the fruit. Beis hil emem, well, it depends. Certain fruits, yes, certain fruits, no. Hecharuven, carobs. If anybody wants carobs, because tonight's going to be... when they start making, like, growing enough, like they look like chains. Not as soon as they have to be growing enough to start hanging down and looking like chains. When they get big enough, like a kigroya, and the Gemara will explain what that is. Vahazesim, olives, mishiyanitsu, when they start to grow flowers on them. Visharkalai, on the fruit itself. Visharkalilanis mishiyatsu, but I greet you by all of the fruits as soon as the fruit itself appears, even in a small baby stage. Va'amar of Asi, hu baiser, hu garua, hu pulalavan. It's baiser is the same thing as this garua that we mentioned over here, which is the same thing as a bean. Whereas it's a bean, since when do vines grow beans? Pulalavan, salkadadach ela'ema, shi'urai ku pulalavan. When the grape goes to the size of a white bean. That's when it's considered an adult bean, adult grape. So now, man shamed leid amar baiser en smadar loy. Who's the one who said that specifically when it goes to a later stage and not smadar? Smadar is when it grows to that tiny stage. It's the Rabbanan. And nevertheless, they themselves just finished this price. This Mishnah is saying, v'sharka v'katani, and it states in the Mishnah, sharka leilanis, all other trees, misha yoytzio, as soon as they start producing the fruits, including our caper bush berry. Our caper bush berry apparently grows as soon as it's the size of it, as soon as it's there, it's already considered a final product. So, according to, we're out again. Why is the shell that grows around that berry not considered subject to the laws of Arla? The Gemara says, you know why? Because it's only considered a shomer in the following circumstances. If you were to take the shomer away, the peri would die. Hacha, in the case of the caper bush berry, if you were to take it away, the fruit would not die, and therefore... that's why it's not subject to the laws of Arla. And in fact, they subject it to a test. There was a story of a shaklul, a nates, the remina. They took away the nates, this flower that grows on top of the remina, and the yavesh remina, and the remina dried out. The shaklul, the pircha, the biatisai, and they took these flowers off the biatisai, which is another word for this caper bush, the ikayim biatisai, and this caper bush berry survived. Okay, the following lines are taken out, but we'll read them anyways. Behilchos Kumar Baravashi, the Zorikos of Yonis, Vachal Sakafrizin, the Halacha follows my Baravashi, who threw out the berries and ate the Kafrizin, and the Lagabe Arla La Perinin, who Lagabe Brachas Nami La Perinin, who, since with regards to Arla, it's not a peri, with regards to Brachas, it's also not a peri, Veloim Bevarchin Eloberi Pre'etz, Eloberi Pre'etoma, and therefore, we paskin that the only thing you say ha'etz on is the actual berry. The kafrisa, which is the thing that grows around it. The tamaris and the flower, the actual shoots of the tree, you say bari pri hadamon.
So this applies in Israel and outside of Israel now, right?
Well, for the regards to the brachas, yes.
Since this is not the normal way of eating, why don't we just say shahako?
No, what do you mean? It's secondary. It is normal. It's normal. We said before that it is normal to eat. It's normal to eat these, but it's just not the main part of the fruit. So that's the rule. The rule is if it's the main part of the tree, ha'etz. Anything secondary, hadama. Anything that's not normal, shahako. Pilpali. What about peppers? This is the sharp pepper. Rav Sheshes Amr Shahakel, Rava Amr Loiklum, you don't make any brachi at all. Vaz the Rava Latime, Rava goes according to his reasoning. The Amr Rava Kos Pilpal of Yamad Kippur, if a person eats, anytime you eat something and it's not normal, it's called Kos. Kos, it's not Ochal. Ochal is when you eat food. Kos is when you just get something down the chute. Kos Pilpal of Yamad Kippur, if a person eats Pilpal and peppers on Yom Kippur, he's Pater, it's not as if he eats. Same thing as if a person ate a chair. The guy is so hungry, he eats his machzer. He's putter. Kos zingbali.
What we refer to over here are the little round things, the peppercorns, right? The little round. It doesn't mean the.
No, it's not a bell pepper. Yeah. Right. Kas zingbali, if a person eats ginger, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay? Biyayim de kippur also is pater. So therefore, it's not food. You don't make a bracha on non-food. This is, we had a big machlekes in Kail. If a person eats a chair, or he eats metal, because he likes chairs, does he have to make a bracha? I don't know why we didn't bring a raya from here.
Why would a chair be different than a tree?
What?
If you eat wood, it's not normal.
I know, but we said shahakal. But I'm not sure why we didn't bring a raya from here. Why don't you bring a raya? Why don't you say a bracha here? I mean, Rava says it's loiklum. You don't make a bracha on it. That's the best raya. Unless pshat is because you're not getting any hana from it. What happens if the guy gets hana from it? Okay, I'm gonna have to revisit that machlekas. And remember, we were middle of a big thing, and a visiting Dayan came in from Shmuel Vosner's Beis Din. So he was hanging around, so we asked him, so he said, do you have any questions? So we asked him, what happens if a person eats a chair? You have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. And all the people who held yes were like, yes. And then other people were like, what, you have to make a bracha? No, you don't have to make a bracha. And it was like a whole, I guess he never had that question before. But, so I don't know Lamaisa, you don't make a bracha, because I remember finding enough Rishonim that are mavur, you don't make a bracha. But, so it's dafka on food, you have to make a bracha. But, I think we found some people that says you do have to make a bracha. I'm just not sure why we didn't bring a Meferish Araya from here. Okay, the Gemara says, the next words of the pasuk are, you cannot take arla from any fruits that grow on a fruit tree. What is that grow on a fruit tree? I know that it's growing on a fruit tree. So, elamata malama eitz machal. What does it have to say that it's growing on a fruit tree? Lahavi, to include eitz, a tree, shetaam eitzai uperia shave, that the fruit is the same taste as the actual tree. Ve'ezehu, what is that? Zeha pilpolin. Apparently, this is the pepper, where the fruit that grows on it tastes the same as the tree that it grows on, the stalk or whatever. Lamedcha, to teach you also, shaha pilpolin chayoven ba'arla, to tell you that the fruit tree, that pepper is chayiv in arla, because it is a food. That's the reason why it says eitz machal. To tell you, even the tree, even something that tastes like it's fruit. So that include that, to tell you that peppers are subject to the laws of arla. And v'lelamedcha, apparently these peppercorns grow on trees. V'lelamedcha she'ein eretz yisrael chaser klum, and to tell you that eretz yisrael is not missing anything. You will even find pepper trees in eretz yisrael. It's not missing anything. So what do we see? We see that the peppercorns are subject to the laws of fruits. The Gemara says, here it's fresh, here it is dried out. If it's fresh, it's taka, a fruit. Rava was talking about when it was dried out. And there it's not a fruit anymore. There it's just plain wood. Is it true that you said that if a person eats ginger on Yom Kippur, it's pater. V'ha'amar Rava, hai himlusa, the aisim ibe hinduya. If you take this ginger, which comes from India, sharia, it is permitted. You don't have to worry that it was cooked and it's bishlakum. Umavarchin ala bar pri adama, and you say bar pri adama. I think this is like those things that you get with sushi, those orange things that you get with sushi, that comes on the side of a sushi plate. I think that's what this is. The Gemara says, "Loikasha, habaretiv to habayaveshta." It depends. This is where it's wet. This is where fresh, and this is where it's dried out. If it is true, then those ginger things—if a person enjoys eating them—are very sharp. But if you enjoy eating it, then you would have to say hadama. All right, chavetz kedera. Chavetz kedera is, Rashi says, it is a type of congealed food that, like, it's sort of like really congealed, like cheese is congealed. And it was made, it's made in a pot, and it's made with flour and honey and oil. Okay, that's what it is. V'chein daisa. Daisa is a type of porridge. Rabbi Yehuda Aymar, shahakol ni'a b'dvari, Rabbi Chana amar bari mi'minim ezenis. The Gemara says, b'daisa greida. If it's just plain daisa, of just plain cut-up porridge, which is wheat cut up and mixed with water, and it's mushed, like the oatmeal stuff. So then, kuliyama loy pligi to bar b'min nizaynis. Everybody agrees you're making a bar b'min nizaynis. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. Our machlekas is where you have daisa, where you have this porridge, like the Chavetz Kedera, which means that it is, that you put in a lot of honey. So Chavetz Kedera, again, is this congealed, it's like congealed like cheese is congealed. It's really congealed. It's like a block of, you're eating a block, you eat it with a fork and knife. It's a block of wheat and honey and oil frozen together. Not frozen cold, but frozen congealed. And daisa is more of a porridge. So the Gemara says, if you have plain daisa, you say berman is honest. But our question is, daisa ke'en chavetz kedera, where it's tons of honey in there. Rav Yehuda Amr Shahakal, because he held that sarah duv she'ikr, that the honey is the main part of it. Rav Kahana berminim is honest, sarah smi the ikr, the flour is the ikr. Amr Rav Yosef Kavasi, Rav Kahana Mestavra, it's like Rav Kahana, that's more probable the halacha is. The Rav Shmuel, the Amr Tavai, both Rav and Shmuel stated, kol she'yesh be'im chamesh is aminim, anytime you have part of the ingredients, as far one of the five grains, mevarchen aleha bar minim hazaynus, you say bar minim hazaynus.